Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Andrew asked me to come and just share with you. He said about 5 minutes. Well, I can't promise it'll be 5 minutes. But I can echo what Andrew said. God is challenging my heart as well. And I sat yesterday pondering and thinking, what could I bring and share with you? And what I'm going to bring and share with you, I think all of you know anyway. I'm only telling you stuff that you've already heard. But I'm asking you to allow it to go from your head down to your heart today. I'm going to ask you a question. What have you come here today for? Why are you here? Our whole focus this morning is about the Lord's communion table, a time when we commune with the Lord, but we also need to include the cross. We've come to worship and praise and adore him, which we've just done. We should have come here this morning leaving our own thoughts, agendas, ideas outside or at home to spend time in his presence, seeking in his heart. But do we? Life can be so busy, so hectic. We have our own plans and very often our own problems too. Do we make room and time for the Lord? I want us this morning to turn our hearts, our thoughts, away from self-interests and focus on the Lord this morning. Let us remember with a grateful heart, full of thanksgiving and praise, the finished work of the cross. For without the finished work of the cross, our meeting here today would just be a nice, cozy social gathering of mutual acquaintances and friends, a get-together with people we may not have seen all week. That is not what being here is about. We've come here to meet with God, to spend time in his presence with our brothers and sisters, our family, to find nourishment, friendship, fellowship, encouragement, to learn more about him and to develop our relationship with him, to speak with and listen to what he has to say. And what is so exciting is God wants to meet with us more than we realise. Yes, it's nice to meet with friends, but there's 6 other days and nights to do that. This time is special, set apart for us to meet with the Lord. This morning is all about spending time with him, a one-to-one relationship, developing a closeness and intimacy with the one who loves us with an everlasting, unconditional love. Don't let us come this morning thinking, what about me? What can I get out of this morning? Let us come to give to God. Let us reflect and remember God's great sacrifice for each of us, to embrace his love for us and in turn respond to that love, telling him what he means to us. We should all have a passion and a burning desire to meet with him, to spend time in his presence. We've lifted our voices in worship, in song, praise and thanksgiving. Let's turn our thinking from self, turning our eyes and our hearts to Jesus. We should come in awe of God's most precious gift to mankind, his Son, who has bought our salvation with his precious blood to give us the gift of eternal life. It's wonderful that the Holy Spirit opens up our understanding so that we recognise our need of a Saviour in order to be saved. We have to see that we are lost and need finding. And the words of that powerful song, Amazing Grace, once I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Once again, we've come here today to receive from the Lord. What is your expectation this morning? Will we go out changed, or will we leave just the same? When we truly meet with the living God, we are spoilt for the normal. Normal doesn't satisfy. There's a hunger that only he can meet.
Right.
We've come to the Lord's table. It's all there. It's set. The bread and the wine which he prepared and showed us all those years ago. We've accepted his invitation. We're going to share in his suffering when we eat of the bread and drink of the wine, but do we know the benefits it has to us? Jesus paid a high price for us. His life he poured out to death for our emotional healing, our physical healing, our spiritual healing. It was and is a finished work. Jesus paid the price, a price we can never pay. And if we try to earn right standing with God by good deeds, good works, then we negate the work of the cross. We are saying, I'm good enough. I'm a good person. In effect, we are saying, the cross isn't enough. If we believe our good deeds and works and self-reliance are okay with God, then we only fool ourselves. We have our reward here, the praise of men, and we forfeit what God has for us. But if we believe that Jesus died for us, then that is enough. Believe in our hearts and confess with our mouths. So, what can we bring to the Lord today? What can we give to God, who owns everything, for it's all his? He created everything. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. But he generously gives to us. We share in what all belongs to him. Don't let us today be like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who gave God lip service, but their hearts were far from him. For God knows the intentions of our heart. We can so easily say one thing, but in our hearts mean something else. The psalmist in Psalm 116 pondered this question about what he could bring to God. This psalm is about thanksgiving for deliverance from death. Are we not also delivered from death? Should we not also come to the Lord with thanksgiving? Verse 12 of that psalm says, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. The only thing we can give to God is our heart, to hand over our life to him. It comes down to choice. God does not have our hearts until we surrender them to him. He doesn't want our head, a head full of other stuff. It's our heart that God wants. So when we come to the table today, and we'll come again next week, let us ponder and reflect in our heart what Jesus provided there for us. When we come to the table, an exchange takes place. We give to God of ourselves, our hearts, our thoughts, everything that makes us who we are. And then God comes and gives us himself, the fullness of who he is. What I bring may seem very small, may seem insignificant, but God knows we can only come just as we are. The exchange is that the God of all creation, and I will repeat that, the God of all creation comes and fills us with all of who he is. Not a part, not a little bit, all of who he is. But we may not feel any different. We may not feel anything. But it's not about us or how we feel. It's about God who is. Faith is the currency of the kingdom of God. In exchange we receive his love, his power, his authority, his acceptance, his comfort, his counsel, his provision, and so, so much more. Wow. That's exciting. I'm excited. There is so much more of God. He's a God of the abundance. The mystery of God is a mystery until he gives us understanding, wisdom, and revelation. We walk this walk by faith, not by our natural senses, how we feel, what we see, what we hear, etc. Are we ready to give to God all of ourselves in exchange for all of who he is? I'm speaking to myself here, it's not just you, I'm speaking to me. Because to give to God all of who I am comes at a cost. It is no longer I who live, but Christ in me who lives. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We have to die to self. What I want is no longer important. It's not about me anymore. It's about him. How do you see yourself today? How do I see myself today? Do we know who we are in Christ Jesus? What does communion mean to us? Do we just come up and take the bread and the wine? Or do we look a bit further? What does Scripture say about and talk about communion? Here are just seven meanings, and I'm sure there are so many more. Communion means presence. It means fellowship. It means sharing together. It's participation with. It's intimacy, friendship. It's comradeship. And this all happens with the Holy Spirit. When we come to Jesus and accept his free gift, because we can't earn it, we have to believe and receive his salvation. When we do, we are redeemed. We are a new creature in Christ. We are the righteousness of Christ. He is with us forever. His promises to us are yes and amen. Our faith in him can overcome the world. All power has been given to Jesus by his Father, and power is in his name. We can go on and on. We're adopted. We have an inheritance.
Yes.
We have so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
The gift is freely given to us, Jesus having paid the price for our previous life. I just like to pray. Father, Lord, we can only come just as we are this morning.
Yes.
And we can come no other way.
Yeah.
Father, I
yes.
thank you for Jesus.
Yes, thank you,
I thank you, Lord, that he willingly laid down his life for me. But not just for me, for the whole of mankind. Father, we just thank you for Jesus. And oh Lord Jesus,
yes.
we thank you for the cross. We thank you for all that that cross represents. And we thank you today that our focus is on your communion table. And we come to commune with you. Father, I want to thank you for the finished work of the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you that we now have to choose to live beyond the cross. Father, thank you that the tomb is empty, and it will always be empty. Father, I thank you for the hope that we have, and the promises that are contained in your word. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you sent your word to come in the flesh and to dwell among us. And Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit that is here to equip and enable us, to lead us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh Father, help us Lord to give more of ourselves to you so that we can make room for more of who you are. God created us to be a praising people. Let's praise him like they do in the Psalm. And I'd just like to finish with Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I just want to say thank you, Belinda. That was beautiful. You put into words everything that's in my heart that I can never say without a conflict. It's that. thank you for that. That was really good. Our heart is pumping with humility as we stand here now.